Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama, written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 36, Space Between. Genevieve is opening boxes in her new place. All the windows in the front door are open to let in the spring air. It's 2014, and it will be nearly a year before an explosion will destroy everything.
Oh, hey.
Hey, I saw the U-Haul on the street. Otherwise, I think I would have passed it. What the hell? All the boxes are already in here. Is this everything?
Yep, pretty much.
Did I get the time wrong? Where is everybody else?
No, they were all here and got everything in, and then I sent them home.
I was gonna help you, though. I even put on my lucky moving pants. Well, shit, now I feel bad.
Don't. I don't trust just anybody with my things.
I wanted you to help me unpack and set up everything.
Really?
I've only opened two boxes, so this is probably going to take a while. Do your lucky moving pants work as unpacking pants?
I feel like there's a joke in there.
Most likely, but keep it to yourself, please.
I make no promises.
Beer?
Yes, please. Wait, where's Luke? He told me he was coming. Thanks.
He's not coming.
Oh, that asshole.
No, it's fine. I told him not to come. We're just taking some time away from each other.
What happened?
Nothing. It's nothing. It just turns out that dating your high school friend is probably not the best idea.
Oh, I didn't think you guys were actually dating. I just thought you guys...
We weren't really, but... It's no big deal.
Okay.
You know he gets kind of intense, so I just... I thought maybe we could both use a little space.
You want to talk about it?
Not really. Let's just get everything unpacked, okay?
Sure. But you're okay.
I am. We didn't really fit as more than friends. It's better this way. Really, I promise I'm fine.
Okay. Well, for the record, I don't believe you, but if you want to talk, from the look of these boxes, I'll be here for a while. Okay, where do I start?
You and your unpacking pants can start with that box.
Wait. Dude, this is my water bottle.
No, it's not.
Oh, really? Then why is there a panda sticker on it?
Oh my gosh. I completely forgot about the panda stickers.
I actually bought a new water bottle.
Well, now you have two, Master.
Hey, I'm heading out. Thanks for letting me take your car.
Thanks for taking Mom and Dad to the airport.
I knew you weren't going to do it.
Don't give me shit.
I won't. There's a panda sticker on your bottle. What's up with that?
Oh, Jen put it on a few years ago. Kung Fu Panda, Master Po.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Only she would have come up with that.
It's way better than potty.
Oh, I'll never forget porter potty.
Fortunately, neither will I. It was a simpler time back then when all I had to worry about were shitty nicknames instead of, friends who murdered people.
Don't do that.
Sorry, I'm a little cranky.
Do you want me to stay? I don't have any plans until later.
No, I'm just gonna sit out here for a while. What are your plans?
Jordan and I are going to eat.
Jordan?
Yes, Porter. I go places with my friends.
Just friends.
Bye.
Nope. Gotta get out of here.
What's up?
I'm fucking bored. I need to get out of my house.
Then go somewhere.
I'm heading to Shelby Bottoms. You wanna come?
I can't. I've got some stuff to do today.
All right. That's cool.
I'll text you later. Maybe we can grab a bite.
Sure.
Dax hangs up the phone and stands in the hallway for a moment before walking back into Myra and Allie's living room. Myra's sitting on the couch. Allie is outside on the balcony.
Do you need to go?
I just got here. Do you want me to go?
Of course not. Did you tell him you were here?
No, but he didn't ask.
Does he know you've been over here?
Yes. I'm not keeping secrets anymore. You of all people should understand that.
I know. I just feel like I'm betraying him or something.
We're just hanging out, Myra.
How is he?
We had a rough go with his parents a couple of days ago, but he's better.
Is he still in therapy?
If you want to know what's going on with him, go talk to him. Don't use me.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
What's not a good idea? Hi, Dax.
To go talk to Porter.
Hey. How are you?
I'm fucking perfect.
Everyone's been asking you. Sorry, I didn't even think. You went back to work today?
Against doctor's orders.
I had two clients. I hardly call that going back.
You still should have waited.
So, Dax, why are you here?
I invited him. I thought we could all have dinner and watch a movie.
And he could talk me into going to therapy? Is this a fucking intervention?
No. I'm here to hang out.
He didn't do anything. This is why you shouldn't have gone back to work.
I'm sorry. Is all this anger a little too familiar for you, Mai? Missing Porter a little bit?
Oh.
Dax, how is Porter, by the way? Shouldn't you be hanging out with him?
He's actually heading to Shelby Bottoms. Maybe I should catch up with
him.
No. Stay. Myra invited you to hang out. I'll go.
Allie.
I didn't mean to offend you or anything.
You didn't. Really. You just need some air and some fucking space. You two enjoy your movie and save some food for me.
How the hell did you know I was here?
Dax said you were coming out here. I drove around until I found your car.
Something wrong?
No. Nothing new, at least. We need to talk.
Now?
Yes. Can we talk?
Yeah, let me put my bike up.
I haven't been out here in a while. Myra and I walked the route once. It's beautiful.
Yeah. She and I came out here a couple times together.
I really loved Percy Warner. Luke used to take me for picnics. Fucking picnics. I don't think I'll be going back.
Not now, but you'll get there.
Will I?
Yeah.
We are all so broken. and it's his fault.
He had a lot to do with it, but it's not all his fault.
Yep, you can definitely share the blame.
I know. And I...
But so can I. I didn't know. I didn't even suspect. I should have seen something, right?
None of us did. And I've known him since we were 13.
And I'm almost positive you tried to warn me a couple of times.
I didn't try hard enough. I didn't think it would...
I didn't either. At least we're not dead.
Your throat is fine now, right?
It hurts if I yell. And I can't sing. No huge loss there. My doctor said there's nothing long term. Myra said you were at the hospital.
Yeah.
And you got arrested?
Yeah, you know, they frowned upon law breaking, so. All the charges were dropped. I'm free and clear now. At least, according to the state.
You and Myra should talk.
She doesn't want to talk to me.
She does. She's just not because of me. She thinks I don't want her to, and I've let her think that. But I do want her to.
Really?
I didn't treat you so fairly, I think. I know I didn't treat you fairly. I didn't know about your friend until after the engagement party, and even after Myra told me, I still didn't really understand what you were going through. I still don't. But I think I understand why you never really said anything about Luke. I went back to work today, and everyone asked me how I was doing. When the first person asked, I said I was better. But by the third person, three people, I was done.
Yeah. You just want people to give you space, but it's the last thing they want to do.
Exactly. I was so angry at all of these people who were just worried about me. And I'm still angry at them. And then Myra invited Dax over, and she said it was nothing, but I know she wants me to see someone. And that detective gave me a card for abuse victims. What am I supposed to do with that?
Allie, please use it.
I don't know. I can't even say these things to Myra. And I tell her everything.
It's harder to talk to the people we love the most. You always think that it'll be easy, but when you're faced with it, it's not.
You sound like a therapist.
2 years in, I guess something rubs off.
I'm afraid she'll... I don't know, I keep thinking it might ruin our friendship, which is stupid.
It's not. My parents... don't look at me the same. I haven't even told them everything, but... therapy, it's a good idea. It takes a little getting used to, but it helps a lot.
I'm scared. All the time. And it's not because he's still out there somewhere. Well, that's part of it, but... Porter... I loved him.
I know.
And I want to believe he loved me too, and I'm mad at myself for wanting that.
When we were younger, he was really good at making me feel, I don't know, comfortable, I guess, yeah, comfortable. I didn't understand then, but I got anxious around people, and anxiety made me angry, but somehow Luke could just make me feel less anxious because he did stupid, insane shit that made me forget to be worried about anything. He was my best friend, and I still find myself wanting to know if I was his. He was very good at that.
Like you needed to live up to his affection?
Yeah, holy shit, yeah.
When you and Myra got engaged, and he had that shit fit, I was done. Like, come on. How am I supposed to stay with someone who's obsessed with someone else? Then he did whatever the fuck it is he does. He made me feel like the most important person in his life. And I miss that feeling. Just a little. I'm mad that he is the best and worst boyfriend I've ever had. He was really good to me. He made me feel good about myself. And then the absolute terror I felt in my heart when he was standing there with his hands on my neck. I thought I was going to die. And all I could think is, this is what I get for letting myself be loved.
Join us again in 2 weeks for another episode of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter Owens, Melinda Seawalk as Myra Hanover, Avalon Heron as Dax Fletcher, Courtney Holly as Ali Moretti, Charity Spencer as Genevieve Reynolds, Paige DeLosier as Anna Owens, and me, Michael R., as the narrator. Season 4 was recorded at Pod Studio 1 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Producer Amanda Lorraine. Production sound Carl Huber. Sound design Joshua Sui. Original score Brian Irwin. Assistant director Delilah Ferrer. Production assistant Van Donnell. Social media guru Ryan Allen. For more information on the show, where to find us on social media, and ways to donate to the show, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast with a friend.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.